Is it true that protein fossils point to a young Earth creation?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Oh, we are going to have a great show today. We are going to have quite a show today. You have tuned in at the right time. Michael Brown, welcome to the broadcast, here to infuse you with faith and truth and courage. Come on, we want you to stand strong and run your race and be everything God has called you to do. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Brian Thomas. He has a PhD in paleobiochemistry from the University of Liverpool. He is a research scientist. I'm going to talk about dinosaurs, problems with evolution, human origins. Ooh, boy. That's going to be at the bottom of the hour. Here's where we're going to start. What about Paul's thorn in the flesh? We've been talking about let's get healthy. We've been talking about healing. We've been raising questions like that. People say, well, what about Paul's thorn? Didn't Jesus refuse to heal him of sickness? How about we take a look? 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Now, what's happened immediately before this? The previous chapter, Paul has been pushing back against the so-called super apostles, as we call them. These, oh, we are the success and powerful and prosperous and anointed. Look at us. And Paul said, you're servants of Satan. You're destroying the faith of these Corinthians. You're preaching another gospel. And he says, I'm going to boast. You think they're so big? You Corinthians, you're so impressed with them? I'm going to boast. I've been beaten more. I've been flogged more. I've been stoned more. I've suffered more. He said, I got to be crazy to talk like that. Just, you want to know who the real apostle is? It's the one who suffered the most. Then he says, okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. I must go on boasting. There's nothing to be gained by it. I'll go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ. He's speaking of himself, but in the third person in humility. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. On behalf of this man, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast except of my weaknesses. Now, King James speaks of infirmities, but perfectly legitimate way and the right way to translate it here is weaknesses. Now, if you'll read through 1 and 2 Corinthians and notice every time there's a reference to weakness throughout the letter, Paul is contrasting God working through human weakness. Paul is speaking of all the super apostles, they're so strong, we're perceived as weak. So God works through our weakness. God saves the world through the weakness and the foolishness of the preaching of the cross. So Paul says this, on behalf of this man, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast except of my weakness. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. Remember, he's just been boasting about his weaknesses, all right? Now, so, to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation. So he's saying, I'm the one that went to the third heaven. I'm the one that went to paradise. I'm the one that received these revelations that I can't even talk about, all right? So I wouldn't get puffed up with pride because of that. A thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Now, if you look to see the way thorn was used for opposition in the Old Testament, it was often enemy nations. It was people that were thorns that were attacking. I mean, you had physical thorns, right? Thorns and briars and things. But you had the thorns of attack, right? Harassing nations and enemies and things like that that would attack. All right, but we don't know what the nature of the thorn was here. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You say, well, there it is. He was given a thorn, an attack from Satan, sickness. He asked the Lord three times to heal him, and the Lord said no. Well, where does it say anything about sickness there? You say, but wasn't Paul sick? There's a debate. Even in Galatians 5, or when he references in Galatians being among them and his physical condition, many scholars understand that he was sick. He may have been. He may have been sick when he went there. It's certainly possible. I'm not saying Paul was never sick. I'm simply asking the question, as many biblical scholars have asked, whether sickness was connected to this thorn. If he was sick at other times, whether sickness is the thorn. There's a debate to this moment among New Testament scholars. The top New Testament scholars, I'm talking about people who don't believe in healing at all today, there's a debate among them as to what Paul's thorn was. Let me tell you why I personally don't believe it was sickness. So keep me from boasting, from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations. A thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He doesn't say, for the sake of Christ, I'm content with cancer, or blindness, or disability. He would have worshipped God. Of course, Paul would have worshipped God no matter what. He would have praised God just the same and been faithful just the same. And God bless each of you who have a serious medical condition or a serious disability, and you praise God and worship him and love him and serve him nonetheless, and even can manifest joy and hope, what a wonderful testimony. God bless you. You are ministering to people in the midst of your sickness and your pain. I don't say, well, where's your faith? Or how come you're not healed? No, I stand with you. If you're asking God for healing, let's ask him together. But I bless you and honor you for your testimony in the midst of it. Yes, that is a testimony of faith. When you are disabled, when you have a chronic condition, when you have a serious illness, when you're afflicted with pain, and you say, I don't know why God hasn't healed me, but I'm going to worship him and praise him as a good God nonetheless, that's a wonderful testimony. Praise God for that. I honor you in the Lord. I simply don't see that that's what Paul was saying here. Doesn't he list what he's talking about? Isn't he quite explicit? For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults. So weaknesses would be the heading. You say, my translation says infirmities. It's the same word that's been used throughout for weakness. Keep it as weak. It makes most sense to understand this as weak. I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. So what do I understand Paul's thorn in the flesh was, along with other scholars? This is not just my view. It's what I concluded studying Scripture and then saw others had same conclusions. What do I understand? I understand it was the severe persecutions and hardships that Paul talked about in the previous chapter. It's wherever he went in unusual ways, in extreme ways, he was persecuted. He was attacked. He was imprisoned. He was beaten. I mean, just listen. Let me read to you from 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, where he details this, all right? You talk about extreme. He says this. Are they servants of Christ? Verse 23, I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. Five times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from the other things, there is the daily pressure of me on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? The burden he carries for all the churches. Who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is made to fall and I'm not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. So he's just talking about this. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed forever, knows that I'm not lying. At Damascus, the governor under King Aretas was guarding the city of Damascus in order to seize me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. So when Paul is boasting about his weaknesses and saying that this is part of the satanic attack against him, that makes perfect sense. So think of it like this. You go to minister. All right, let's say I go preach somewhere. And afterwards, people are like, that was an incredible message, Dr. Brown. The Lord really used you. And then you sit around with all the leaders and they say, that was the most incredible services we've ever been to. That's one thing, right? Let's say God uses you, the sick are miraculously healed through you, the Holy Spirit falls dramatically. And before you can go out with your meal with people, before people can talk to you about how God used you, you're getting hauled off by the local police. You're getting beaten by a mob. You're thrown in jail. You're whipped. You're flogged. Whatever, right? This happened to Paul over and over and over and over. Super severe. Super intense. Exaggerated form. And it's like, Lord, please, please take it away. No, because my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, it could have been something else. It's interesting, medieval monks who had pledged to celibacy, they thought the thorn was sexual temptation, sexual thoughts, perhaps they were projecting. Others thought it's some kind of sickness, from malaria to migraines, different things like that. We don't know. Others think the thorn was the super apostles themselves. That was Paul's thorn. But there are others, and contextually it seems to make the most sense to me, that was the thorn. So it wasn't that God refused to heal him. I don't see that in the text. I don't see that anywhere in Paul's life. Rather, God did not remove this severe, intense, over-the-top persecution that came. And as miserable and difficult as it was, that Paul pleaded three times with the Lord. And again, there are times we plead with the Lord, no, this is my will. I'm not taking it away. Right? I understand that. But in this case, you can't deduce something about sickness because it's not about sickness. And Paul's line on sickness has been consistent in terms of God's healing power being available for his people today. Paul's thorn, extreme, intense, unusual persecution, but he learned, through my weakness, God's strength is made manifest. It's really an amazing principle. To the extent I've taken hold of it, it's been life-changing for me over the years. All right, hey, we got a really neat story to tell when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I want to share something really neat with you from one of my colleagues in our ministry. She and her husband, Gary, have been friends of Nancy's and mine for just about 40 years now. And we've worked together a lot of this time. And as we're talking about health, wellness, and emphasizing that this month, I just thought it'd be really neat if we got Cindy to call. I mean, she's in our offices, but it's just easier to call in. Hey, Cindy, welcome to The Line of Fire. Is this your first time calling in officially?
Actually, I think I've called in prior years, decades ago, even before we lived here. I would call in as I listened to the show here and there, but it's not often I've gotten a chance to call in, so this is kind of neat.
Yeah, we saw each other face-to-face a little while ago. Yeah, I do remember calls in the past. So Cindy is our director of operations and causes everything in our ministry to run well. So again, as couples, we've known each other. A little later this year, it'll be 40 years.
A long time.
We've worked together closely through all this. And one thing that you and Gary know, because people always be pitching this to us and ministries want to work with us and help us and this and that, as you know, I'm not that kind of person. I mean, just give our listeners a little glimpse of my heart when it comes to like the carnal techniques and the worldly ways of doing things. How I respond?
Not at all. We have always told everybody, as we've worked with you over the decades, and I've been working here with you in the Charlotte area for 12 years now, We tell somebody from the onset they want to come in, they want to help us, but they want to help with marketing, this and the other thing, and we tell them right from the get-go, anything gimmicky, it's not going to fly with Dr. Brown, because you are so authentic and you so value and fear the Lord and walk in righteousness, and you don't want to, you know, create any kind of issues as you teach with the gospel. And so we tell them right away, nothing gimmicky. If it's not straightforward, don't even bother.
And, you know, your average company or ministry, when you talk about ROI, return on investment, they're always thinking financially. So you and Gary learned a long time ago, for me, return on investment is, did we reach the people we want to reach?
That's
we did.
Right. Yeah.
And then Gary said, okay, great. Now we just have to figure out how to pay for it. But you're happy that we reached the people. So that's how I think. And that's how we've
Absolutely.
Operated all these years. All right. So anyway, when Michael Ellison from Trivita reached out and said, hey, we've got a plan. We believe that we can partner together, help promote wellness with a purpose. Obviously, my whole testimony of health, life transformation, and he so believes in the urgency of our message for the nation now. He said, hey, I've got a plan. If we could work together, we could take profits and pour them into your ministry to get you on the radio. So the first thing you did, we talked about it, was you went to the Trivita website. By the way, I'm going to give you a phone number to call in a moment because they're just having some web issues. Going to give you a phone number to call in a moment. But you went to the website and you ordered one of their top products, Nopalea. So
yes.
First, just talk about inflammation issues you had, other things you tried, and then the results you've gotten.
Yeah, well, I did. First of all, I wanted to be able to say that I did find whether the product was valuable or not, you know, because we do stand by our word. And I had tried many things over the years, over-the-counter, other liquids or capsules, tablets, whatever, you know, that helps with inflammation, because I do have some arthritis here in my body, this, that, and the other thing. I am a woman in my 60s, and I am trying to lose some of the pounds, but I, you know, I try and eat clean, but I did want to see if this stuff really worked. So I ordered it right away, and that was probably about 2 months ago, right before the holidays started, Thanksgiving and then into Christmas. So I ordered it, got it, and, you know, again, over the holiday season, you're going to Christmas parties, you're going to all kinds of gatherings, this, that, and the other thing. So I didn't necessarily eat as clean as I normally do as I started taking the Nopalea.
Yes, so in other words, any changes you got, it's not because you radically changed your diet or something like that. Instead, like tens of millions of other Americans, over the holidays, you gave yourself a little more liberty, right? So, but you did this on your own. You actually went on the website, just ordered it at regular price, said, hey,
I did.
I've got to check this out. I didn't even ask you to. You just did it immediately. So you started coming to me with results, and you were pretty excited. So what kind of results have you seen?
Well, the reason I was excited is, again, I didn't eat as clean as I normally do over the holidays. So when I noticed that my body didn't have the inflammation I would have from eating, you know, your pasta and maybe some extra cookies and stuff like that, I thought the only thing I am taking that would have made a difference is the Nopalea. So I started to really pay attention. And then I started noticing my body was actually craving this, because I usually get up in the morning, I take a little shot glass, and go about my day. And I do, you know, take some other vitamins and stuff, but nothing that specifically works for inflammation. So I noticed, again, through the holiday season, and again, this isn't a license to not eat clean. I think every one of us should be. As a matter of fact, your show throughout this month has just been phenomenal and encouraging and really challenging, because as Christians, we are supposed to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. So I've been challenged just listening to your shows. But I did notice is definitely I did not have the inflammation I would have had not eating as clean as I normally do over the holiday season. So after the holidays were over, right after New Year's, I thought, this is definitely a product I can stand behind and say it works. It took away pain. It took away stiffness. It took away some inflammation. And I'm on it. I'm sold for life on this.
Didn't you even actually have a boost in energy that you just kind of noticed?
Yes. Yes, yes. And I like being busy. I like going, you know, morning till night, you know, want to do what I can for the kingdom. But yes, I actually have noticed, especially since we hit January. As you know, things have been super busy. But I have a lot of energy, definitely a lot of energy. So I can say, for me, this is really something that I have noticed a difference, and I would encourage any of your listeners, if you want something that's going to take away some pain, stiffness, you know, have a little bit more flexibility and get rid of some inflammation, I would recommend getting the Nopalea.
All right, awesome. Hey, I wanted to share that just because you've been so enthusiastic just talking to me about it privately, and this is in the early stages of seeing the benefits. Hey, thank you, Cindy, for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk again.
Sure will. Have a great show.
All right, friends, I want you to hear this ad. Let's take a listen together.
Chronic inflammation is the greatest health threat to humanity. Infections, injuries, toxins, poor diet, and chronic stress can attack your immune system and lead to chronic inflammation. But now there's a solution you can fight this dangerous silent killer with, Nopalea. Made from the superfruit of the Nepal cactus, containing a unique group of bioflavonoids clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation.
In a random, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, it showed a reduction of elevated at-risk C-reactive protein levels, resulting in an improvement in range of motion in the back, neck, and joints, and an overall improvement in the quality of life.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
Learn how to get a free bottle of Nopalea by calling 800-568-9535. That's 800-568-9535. Nopalea is shown to help reduce inflammation, improve your mobility and range of motion, greater flexibility, and less dependency on pain medications. And Trivita will give a substantial portion of your order to help support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Go to Trivita.com and use promo code BROWN30 in the shopping cart or call 800-568-9535. That's 800-568-9535.
All right, so friends, that's the number to call. Call to find out how you can get a free bottle of Nopalea when you call in. And also, Harvard Medical, as I've been looking into this, other major health organizations have said that chronic inflammation is the number one risk to humanity. So when you call in, you can ask some questions also about chronic inflammation. You may even describe some things that are going on that this relates to it. And you heard Cindy's story. She's telling it to me. She's telling me about it. Mike, I tried this and this. This didn't see these results. So we're having some web issues. So call 800-568-9535. 800-568-9535. Again, when you call, ask how you can get a free bottle of Nopalea. Find out about chronic inflammation and let us be a blessing to you. And then here's the neat thing in the back of your mind. Because I know so many of you love us. You send us so many encouraging words. You encourage us to stay on the front lines, not to back down, which, hey, it's our pledge too. We're not going anywhere. We're not backing down. We're not shutting down. We're not apologizing for truth. We're not compromising. By God's grace, as long as I have breath, I will speak the truth in love, regardless of cost or consequence. I mean that from the heart. But this should give you further encouragement. Not only will you be helping yourself to better quality of life and making a daily investment against this silent killer, chronic inflammation, making a daily investment against it, not only will you be doing that, you'll also be helping us, with every order, helping us reach more and more people. Thank God for those we reach, but there are tens of millions we're not reaching now. And as we expand on radio around the country, by God's grace, we believe it's going to spark something. We believe it's going to stir something. We believe more and more people will go after God for revival. More and more Christians, believers, will get healthy. More of those who don't know the Lord, Jewish people in particular, will hear the gospel. More and more we can confront this corrupt and fallen world and culture with the truth of the message. So it's just an awesome way to partner, as Trivita is saying, let's pour these funds into the Line of Fire getting around the country. And at the same time, you can get healthier. You can get weller, is that the word? You can enjoy wellness with a divine purpose. Last time I'll give out the number 800-568-9535. We will be right back. We are not going anywhere. Stay right here.
This is how we rise. Our heart is beating faster. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you so much for joining us. Michael Brown here. We're about to have a fascinating interview. So I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth area just about every month, sometimes several times in a month. And my colleague, Dr. Stengler, said, Mike, you've got to go to the museum there. You've got to check this out. It's Creation Institute for Creation Research, I just haven't been able to go yet. So we said, all right, listen, let's get some of the scholars, some of the scientists there on the air. And I have really been looking forward to today's interview with Dr. Brian Thomas. He holds a PhD in paleobiochemistry from the University of Liverpool. I could go through a lot more about his bio and what he has written. One of the books that will definitely interest you, Dinosaurs and the Bible. Dr. Thomas, thanks for joining us. I've really been looking forward to talking with you.
I've been looking forward to it also. Thank you.
Great. Now, before we're done, I want us to make sure we talk about what folks in the Dallas area can come and see for themselves. But let's focus in on protein fossils, what they are, and how they point, in your view, to the age of the Earth.
Sure. So most people don't even know that a lot of these fossils have proteins, animal proteins, still in them. And in fact, more than just proteins, some of them have whole tissues still intact, including blood vessels in dinosaur bones. And so we've got a few of those on display in a new soft tissue fossil display in a particular section in our beautiful museum, the Discovery Center here in Dallas.
All right, so what do these indicate? If you've got these blood vessels, these things that are actually there, what do they indicate?